This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli attacks on Saturday killed dozens of Palestinians, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
More than 90 Palestinians, including dozens from an extended family, have been killed in airstrikes on two homes, rescuers and hospital officials say Saturday, a day after the UN chief warned again that nowhere is safe in Gaza and that Israel's ongoing offensive is creating massive obstacles for aid distribution. The Israeli military announces troops arrested hundreds of alleged militants in Gaza over the past week and transferred more than 200 of them to Israel for further interrogation, providing rare details on a controversial policy of mass roundups of Palestinian men. The army says more than 700 people with alleged ties to militant groups have been so far sent to the lockups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Czech Republic held a national day of mourning on Saturday for victims of a mass shooting, the country's worst ever, that killed 14 at a Prague university on Thursday. More than 25 people were taken to hospitals, many suffering serious wounds. Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens reports.
Mourners brought candles and flowers to makeshift memorials outside the Faculty of Arts, as well as the Charles University's headquarters nearby in the city centre. Attending a memorial in Prague, Speaker of the Upper House of Parliament, Milos Vystrčil, said the country will debate how to prevent such attacks. The Czech Republic, a country of 10.9 million, has relatively relaxed gun laws. More than 300,000 people are legal holders of firearms, mainly for self-defense, sport, and hunting. Mass shootings are still rare, with two smaller attacks in the past decade.
Reuters correspondent Elon Rubens. The country observed a minute of silence at noon. This is VOA.